thank God for being here tonight. Thank God for everybody come out. I don't really know what I'm going to do, to be honest with you. I've got some scripture here. I really don't know what's going to come out of it. Over in James chapter 3, starting at the verse 3. Familiar scriptures, huh? Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce wind, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindle. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among all our members, that is, defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. The only thought I got was self-control. Now, I really don't know exactly where I'm going to go with this, so you need to really pray hard for me. Lord gave me a couple more scriptures over in 2 Peter, starting at chapter 1, verse 5. And besides this, getting all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. I wanted to think of something else. The only thing I come up with was self-control. But many a times, out here in this world, some little bitty thing happens to us. Somebody says something to us. What's the first thing that pops in our mind that we want to pop out of our mouth? Your day will come. That's the first thing that pops in our mind that most of us, I ain't going to say all of us, but most of us, that's one of the first things that pops in our mind, your day will come. I know I've said that many a times, and self-control is one of the hardest things that we can ever control, that we can ever try to control. We ask for strength, we ask for guidance, but yet we're not really willing enough to take that first step on our own. Sometimes we have to take the first step. Sometimes we have to put a little legs on them prayers. Because we can ask for strength, we can ask for guidance, we can ask for a lot of things from God. We can even ask God to help our temper. We can ask God to take our temper away. But yet it's up to us. I'm just going to be honest. It's up to us. It ain't up to God. God can help us with it, yes, but God is not going to come to Brother Eric here if he's got a really bad temper or he has a grudge against somebody. He's not going to yank that plum out of him. God can't do that. We have to be able to take ourselves and love God enough and love our brother and sister enough that we yank it out ourselves. Put it way back here. We're not like God. We can't forget things that happened to us, but we can put it back here back in a sealed up container, more or less. And I know Satan tries opening up on us, but we got to look at it and say, hey, no. We serve Jesus Christ. We don't serve you, and you're not going to bring this up on me because I forgive my brother, I forgive my sister. We got to be able to put stuff off our minds and off the side. Pray for me, folks, I'm telling you.
I'm getting too much at once, I think.
But the thing of it is, we want self-control. We want to be able to look at ourselves in a mirror and say, hey, wait a minute. That's not me. I'm not the person that I want to be when I look at somebody. Somebody smiles off a little bit to me, and I just look out and say, your day's going to come. I guarantee you, God's going to take revenge over on you. And we use a little scripture, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. We use that a lot. But yet instead of us saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm going to pray for you. I love you. Don't you know that right there? That the Bible says, loving your worst enemy. Loving them. Yeah, like heaping coals of fire on top of their head. It makes, and a lot of times it makes the devil so mad that he takes that person, he'll sling him around like this right here, and he'll hate you for a long time maybe. But there's going to be one day that person is going to see that love of God inside of us, and we're going to look at them one day, and they're going to be saved. Or they're going to come up to us and say, please forgive me. I sinned against you. But yet we got to be big enough to stand up and let God have His way in our life. We've got to be big enough for that self-control in us. We've got to take charge of that self-control. God can't do it. We have to through God. We have to be willing in that for God to help us. I heard a preacher one time up there preaching, because people in the church are saying, pray for me for strength. Pray God give me strength. Pray God give me... Well, God can't give you strength if you ain't going to take that first step for it. He can't. That goes against what He said. He can give us anything we want, but yet we've got to be willing enough to get down on our knees, say, God, here I am. I am here. Help me to set my temper off to the side. Help me to get that forgiveness in me that I can forgive my enemies to where I can just love them. Not seek revenge on them, but to love our enemies. Praise be to God, I'm going to tell you something. When we can love our enemies, we're going to see results. Going to see results. I've had a lot of people hate me because I stand for the Lord. A lot of people despise me because I stand for the Lord. But I'm going to tell you something. I still love them. I went out of my way where I used to work just to go and talk to a man that hated me. I sort of went out of my way just to talk to him. And I'm going to tell you something. Even though he did not like me, he learned that I was not going to let that get in my way. I was going to go talk to him anyways. And I did. And believe it or not, he started talking to me. I mean, he did. He started to talk to me. That was one of the very few times that I let God have His way inside of me to where I could love my enemies. Somebody tried their best to put me down, to hate me. I went out of my way just so that person could just talk to me. Just maybe even one of these days might even like me. It didn't matter to me that he didn't like me. What mattered to me was my insides don't like for somebody not to talk to me. That really gets me. When I talk to somebody, if they don't want to talk to me, that really gets to me. It really does. It really honestly gets to me, brother. If we're at church and you come up to me and talk to me, I say, yeah. And I turn and walk off. Wouldn't that hurt? Yes, that hurts. But the thing of it is, it really bothers me if somebody don't want to talk to me. If they try to brush me off. Sometimes I go out of my way. It ain't because I want to seek revenge. It's not because that I want them to think that I'm better than them or anything. I do it because I don't like for nobody to brush me off. It just drives me nuts. I can't stand that. But yet, I have enough self-control. Sometimes, I ain't saying all the time, because I'm one of the worst people. And turn my head when God's trying to talk to me. I say, I can't hear you. I want to be in this position to where when God speaks to me, and I'm right here and I'm going to be like Job and all them other prophets back in the old days, they, here am I, Lord. Here am I. Anytime God talks, we should step back and say, here am I. Use me. If there's something that I need to do, help me do this. Help me to have this self-control in me to where I can stop while I'm doing and be still and listen. But we don't have them. Elijah, get in there. Sometimes we don't have enough self-control to where we don't listen to God. It's just like a little bitty child. You can tell them to do something. Sometimes they don't want to listen. And I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes I have to take him out. God does it a little differently. God don't spank us with a belt. God don't spank us with a switch. But God does spank us in certain ways. He gets our attention. Now I'm going to tell you something. That's self-control. If you don't use that self-control and let God help you with that self-control, this spanking hurts. Bad. I know. I probably know better than anybody. What I'm trying to say is we need to step up. If we say we love God, if we say we're willing for God to use us, if we say we're willing for God to do anything in our lives, and I'm pretty sure every one of us, when we got the day we got saved, we said, God, anything you want. But yet when God calls us to sing a song, when God says for us to raise our hand, we try our best to get out of it. A lot of us says there's somebody better who can sing a whole lot better than me. And I'm probably one of them that says that. Thing of it is, if we want the things of God, we've got to be willing to put ourselves out here in this world like we're supposed to be. Like we're supposed to be a Christian to let God use us. God can't use somebody who's not willing. He can't do that. There's no way in this world. I mean, let me use this for an example. Man, Brother Eric and Brother Ron here, three preachers in this church besides our pastor. What if one of us and said, could you preach? And we look up and say, I don't know. That guy right there can preach better than me. Well, we don't know. He wouldn't have much confidence in us after a while, would he? I mean, that's what I'm saying, see? God looks at us differently than what we look at other people. Right. God is more merciful than what we are. God loves us more than we could ever understand what love means. And believe me, He's forgiven me more times than I think He's forgiven anybody. He has to really honestly love me. Because I think I'm one of the cheapest sinners. I love the Lord. I really love the Lord. I thank God for everything. I think I'm about done. I thank God for this church. I thank God for everybody coming to this church. I love every one of you. I'd do anything in the world for you. Do anything in the world for a pastor. I love our pastor and his wife, family. I'm telling you, it's just so good that we can come to church and come together, one mind, one accord. You cannot get that in a lot of churches. You cannot get that in a lot of churches. Because most churches out here in this world, they got so much turmoil in them. People is not wanting to be obedient. They don't want to use their self-control. They don't want God to help them with their self-control. They don't want to do anything. They want to just sit back and let somebody else do everything. And they're too busy looking at their watch at how you're going overboard. There is churches like that. I was at a church. They had everything programmed. My time, everything. Boy, well, that's been bad shape, wasn't it, Jerry? That's bad shape, Bert. Because God, you put a time limit on God. There's no time limit on God to me. That's... Somebody get a song? One of you? Anybody got anything in your heart? Come and pray.